Amen, amen. So welcome everyone, and if you've not yet shared tonight's Bible study, please do so. Like Sarah and Oreluwa said, it's very important that we share, you know, with our friends, with our family, with those who are close to us tonight, even those who are not close to us. You know, I was saying to my husband before the service, and I felt like that for most part of the day, even though I worked from home today, I felt very tired. I had a lot of challenges with my job today. And at a point, I had to stand up from my home station and I had to ask God for grace concerning a case I was dealing with. And I was able to solve it at the end of the day. So I just wanted to invite everyone who is weak tonight. You know, if you know anybody who's struggling, tell them to come on tonight's Bible study so that we can receive strength and grace from the Lord together. You know, on this issue of grace, it's very interesting how I've been understanding the grace of God more and more, especially as we've been looking at it this month in Love Assembly, the grace of Christ, the grace of God, whichever way you want to put it. And for tonight, if you want to give it a topic or a title, I've just put on the grace of God for those who are weak or struggling. The grace of God for those who are weak or struggling. As I'm talking to you now, it's the grace and the strength of God that's keeping me here. And it's what's keeping me through. It's what's going to keep me through and keep me on and being able. I'm not better than anybody else. It's just by the grace of God. Hallelujah. So let all the weak people come together. As we come together, we are weak. But then we come together to the Lord to receive strength. Hallelujah. So I came across this portion of the Bible that I've always read from, but I decided to read this. Something just said to me, wasn't something actually, it was the Holy Spirit said to me, read this in another version in the Message. I don't usually use the Message version of the Bible, but this morning I decided to listen to Ephesians chapter 2. And it's so amazing how the Message version breaks down this part of the scripture. How amazing it breaks it down. So if you have the Message version of the Bible, join me as I read from Ephesians chapter 2. So I'm just going to be picking on a few verses. So the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So don't forget, we're all weak, including myself. Don't think because I'm the one speaking, I'm stronger than anybody else. No, it's just God's grace and strength. Hallelujah. So Ephesians chapter 2 from the Message version. It wasn't so long ago that you were married in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. And that struck me because we tend to look at what's going on the news in our surroundings, and we tend to at times forget what the Word of God has said. And the world does not know how to live, you know, the life we're meant to live. But we look to the world to live how we're meant to live, if that makes sense. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief, wow, and then exhaled disobedience. We all did it, out of all of us doing what we felt like doing. When we felt like doing it, all of us in the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us. Instead, immersed in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own and with no help from us. So why do we think at times that we can help God or we can help ourselves? If you can help God, or you can help yourself, then this Bible study tonight is not for you. If you think you're strong and you can carry on through life from now on, then tonight's Bible study, I don't know about any other one, but tonight's Bible study, then it's not for you. Tonight's Bible study is for those of us who are weak and who have come to receive grace. Then he picked us up and set us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us, hallelujah, with all the time in the world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. So the grace and the kindness of God has been made available to us. I was sharing last week, if you remember, that the grace of God is a gift. And I was trying to be practical that if you are given a gift, you can even receive a gift and not use it, you know. You can receive a gift and give it to somebody else. You can receive a gift and go, well, this gift does not really work for me, so I'll just keep it inside this box for when I need it. And I don't know if it's happened to you before. Somebody gave you a gift, and then you probably thought, oh, this is what the gift is. But you didn't really understand what this gift is. Maybe it was wrapped in a box or whatever, very lovely. And you're like, oh, this is a nice gift. I'll just keep it in this box. And then some days later, weeks later, or months later, you realize you need something. And then you're looking all over the house and saying, ah, and sometimes it's happened to me that I've even gone on the internet to go and look to buy a particular thing. And the Holy Spirit will say, why don't you check what so-and-so gave to you like 2 weeks ago or a month ago? And then I'll open that thing and discover that what I wanted to buy on the internet has been in my house all along. God had already given it to me, but because I didn't open it, I didn't know what was inside that package. And that is how some of us take God's grace at times. God's grace is a gift. So first of all, it's not something that you deserve. It's not something I deserve. It's not something that we get by our own power, by how much holy we are, or by how much we can pray or fast, or by the office we hold, whether we are pastors or apostles or ministers, or the kind of church we go to, or the way we look, or the country we live in, or the kind of Bible we read, or how many scriptures we can quote, or how long we have been Christians for. God's grace has absolutely nothing to do with all of that. God's grace has everything to do with God showing us his mercy, extending his arms of love to us as his children, and saying, this is me. This is the package that I've come with to you. When you decided to give your heart to me, I released my grace upon you. When I decided to give my life to Christ, when you decided to give your life to Christ, if you have, and if you haven't, then there'll be opportunity for you to do so tonight. God's grace came to each and every one of us. God extended his arm of fellowship. He gave us his strength, the ability to be able to go through life, not with your own strength, but with his own strength. That's what grace is. In simple terms, the ability to be able to do things that, naturally speaking, you will not be able to do. Ability to pass that exam when the questions are so difficult. When you've read and read and then you get to the exam or your mind just goes blank. And then you go, Holy Spirit, I receive grace to remember everything I've read, everything I've taught. The ability to do much more than a human being can do. The ability to go from one level to the other, to be able to be a wife, a mother, a pastor, a leader, a daughter, a child of God, a servant of the Most High God. And you see that you are doing so many different things. You mean so many things to so many people. And then you're like, how am I able to function? And when on one of those roles that we hold, we can't function in them, we forget that the grace of God is available for you to function in whatever role God has given to you. So you might be a wife, you might be a father, you might be a young person, you might be sick, you might be struggling. The grace of God is available for you. But my question tonight is, have you received the grace of God? Have you taken hold of God's grace? Do you understand that we as believers, we cannot go through life, we cannot have a successful Christian life without the grace of God? Because anyway, in the first instance, you did not get born again. I did not come to Christ. None of us came to Christ by our own strength. None of us came to Christ by our own power. Has it occurred to you that if you remember exactly, you know, the day the month, the circumstances that led you to Christ. You remember that before then, people have been talking to you about Christ. That would probably not be the first time that somebody spoke to you about Christ. But the grace of God was released upon you in that season. And then you gave your heart to the Lord, and the grace of God was with you. You began to grow in God. You began to sit at his feet, and you understood what he was trying to say. And when you did understand the Bible, when you did understand what was going on around you in your life, in your family, then you went to the Lord. And then as we begin to grow in Christ, we begin to think we know it all. We begin to think, oh, I don't need the grace of God anymore. We constantly need the grace of God. Every single one of us. And I'm sent tonight to those who are weak. I am being sent by the Holy Ghost tonight to those who are struggling. God has sent me to you tonight. In whatever capacity of you are struggling in your life, in whatever area of your life in which you are struggling, God has sent me to tell you that his grace is sufficient for you. You do not need anything else apart from God's grace. Last week, if you didn't listen to last week's Bible study, please do go back and do listen to it. Last week, I talked about the Word of God. It's in the Word of God that we find grace. Because when you need strength, it's the Word of God that you go to. So when you go to the Word of God, then you begin to study the Word of God, you begin to look at it, then the Word of God becomes life to you. The Bible is not full of letters, A, B, C, D. The Bible is not letters of the alphabet. The Bible is life. It is life. So if you are feeling dead inside of you tonight and all around you, everything seems to be okay, people think you are okay, if you are really struggling tonight, then you are in the right place. Because I struggled a lot today. I struggled a lot, and I was like, why is everything not working? And I was, because in my work, things have to be approved. And in my mind, I was thinking, oh, this is not good enough. It's not going to be approved. And I'd already run it by somebody yesterday, sorry. So I had to run it by somebody again today. And because this person had given a negative feedback on another case before, in my mind, I was just like, oh, this person is going to give another negative feedback today. But they didn't. They gave a very positive one. And I stood up from my desk, like I said earlier. I walked into my kitchen. I just raised up my hands and I went, Holy Spirit, I need your grace right now, Lord. I need your grace right now for this work today because it's really stressing me out. Yes, this is coming from a pastor, from a woman of God. You know, we get weak. So if you are weak tonight, let's come on this journey together for the next few minutes and let's look at the grace of God that has been made available to us by faith. Just like you believe God for your job by faith, you believe God for the house where you move to by faith. So also grace, the grace of God is available for this season of your life that you are struggling in. This season of your life that you are in right now, God has sent me to tell you that his grace is sufficient for you. His grace is available for you. But you have to lay hold of God's grace. So how do I lay hold of God's grace? How do you lay hold of God's grace? How do I use, if I can use that word, how do I use God's grace? The first thing I said before was, and it's still current, and tomorrow it will still be, the word of God gives grace. God's grace is through his word. So if you want to operate in the grace of God more than ever before, if you want the grace of God released upon your life in this season of your life, then you have to go back to the word of God. There's no shortcuts. We have to go back to studying the word. We have to go back to sitting at the feet of Jesus to study his word, to take in his word. While you are taking in his word, you won't know before you know it, strength. Because another word for the grace of God is the strength of God. The strength of God that is made available for us to do that which we need to do in life, for us to be able to go through life. As you begin to study God's word, you begin to receive strength. So it is very, very important that we study God's word. How do we receive the grace of God? You must do away with shame. You know, some of us are even ashamed to approach God and tell God our struggles as if he doesn't know. You know, we think when we're before God, we have to be holy. We have to behave in a certain manner. We have to hide things from him. He knows everything you are going through. If you are saying something else with your mouth and your heart is thinking a different thing, God can see your heart. He's not impressed by your words. So some of us are so full of shame that even when God is saying, this is my grace, I'm ready to help you, we can't take hold of that promise of grace. We can't receive that grace because we are ashamed. Ashamed because of probably something that has happened in our life, something that we've done that we shouldn't have done. Yes, it's possible. We are human. We do fail. We do make mistakes. We sin. And that's why when we sin, the Bible says we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So when we sin, quickly, let's go back and ask God for forgiveness, because the grace of God is available for you at every point in your life. So going back to the message from verse 7 to 10, the message version of Ephesians chapter 2. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. Do you trust God enough? Some of us say we do, but our hearts are far gone because of waiting for so long and nothing seems to be happening. We don't trust God again. We say we do, but our actions reveal we don't. Our hearts, they're like, I can't be bothered anymore. Grace is God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'll probably go around bragging that we've done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do. Work we had better be doing. But don't take it for granted. Don't take God's grace for granted. So if you are struggling tonight, let's look at Isaiah chapter 40 from verses 28 to 31. This can be in the King James Version. Thank you. Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. I don't know if I'm making sense tonight, you know, but I pray that the Holy Spirit will expand this more than I can do to each and every one of you watching right now and to those that will watch later. Isaiah 40 from verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. So we may faint, we might be weak, but God does not faint. That is why we need his grace. So in what area of your life are you faint tonight? Is it regarding the promise that has taken so long? Is it regarding your home, your family, your children? You know, when we look at the Bible at times, we tend to, of course, the Bible is full of heroes of faith, like Abraham, like Sarah, Isaac and Jacob, Paul the Apostle, Peter. But I want you to go and look at the lives of each and every one of these men and women in the Bible. You will see that they were people who were very weak. Yes, God did great and mighty things through them, but they needed the grace of God to be able to do whatever they needed to do. Because we tend to forget David, for example. What can I say about David? David was committed adultery, he killed another woman's husband, he did so many horrible things when he was not meant to count the Israelites. He decided to have a census and all this and all that and all that. And yet, this was a man that was mightily used of God. Is it Abraham? Abraham tried to help God, actually, because he waited so long for a child, and it's not easy. And his wife came to me and said, let's just take a shortcut. Let's just try to help God. And they did. And had Ishmael through Hagar. But Isaac still came, the child of promise. I'm saying to someone tonight, your Isaac is still going to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive the grace of God to wait for that season. That is what I want, the word I'm bringing tonight, that the grace to wait for until you see your change come be released upon everyone that is struggling tonight. Are you struggling to pray? We'll come to that. So for those who are weak, let's go to the next verse, please. 29. Can you see Isaiah 40, 29? What does it say? It gives power to the weak. It doesn't give power to the strong. It doesn't give power to those who are perfect. God doesn't give power to those who know the Bible. God doesn't give power to those who think they know it all. God doesn't give power to those who are judgmental of other people. God doesn't give power to those who think I'm better than anybody else. Who does God give power to? He gives power to the weak. That's why I said at the beginning, let all of us who are weak, let's all gather here tonight to receive power, to receive grace, because we're going through tough situations. We're going through tough times. These promises are taking so long, but then we receive grace. I don't know, for me, personal testimony, of course, there have been many times, like I said today, that I've been very weak. But then I've realized that my life, my movements, my family, the many things I have to do, the many roles that has come upon me, my role of a mother, of a wife, of a pastor, of a pastor's wife, of a daughter, of somebody who works, who is an employee, who goes to work Monday to Friday, tries to rest at the weekend. All these things that I'm meant to do, all these different sides of me, I have come to realize that I need the grace of God for each and every one of them. So I ask God for grace at every point in time. It doesn't take me long. I just go, Lord, in this area, I need your grace right now. And as soon as I pray that prayer, and it's just a simple prayer, Lord, I need your grace. Take up that challenge today. Lord, this is the situation of my life that I'm going through right now. I don't know when it's going to come to an end. I pray and hope that it comes to an end very soon. But for the remaining part of this time that this situation is going to be like this, Father, please release your grace upon me to be able to cope with it. That's how I pray. Release your grace upon me. Help me to get the strength that I need to carry on. Give me the strength, Lord, to be able to do the things that I need to do, even in my period of waiting. Tell me what to do, Holy Spirit. Give me strength. As soon as I pray that prayer, joy fills my heart again. I receive strength to carry on. That is what the grace of God does, because the grace of God comes from God. It's the strength of God. It has absolutely nothing to do with you and I. We might, you know, behave as if we know it all in front of people. But when we are with our Father, let's ask him for grace So all the weak people here, write down the areas of your life. I write mine down. I go through it from time to time. Lord, I need your grace in this area of my life. It gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, it increases strength. The world might see you as very weak. People might see you as if you can't do anything by yourself. But this verse of the Bible says, God gives strength to those who have no might. That is the grace of God. So if you think, if somebody is like, sort of like, how do I put it now? If somebody is oppressing you, you know, and they think that you are very weak, what they don't understand is that the grace of God is with you, all around you, inside of you, behind you. You just need to take hold of the grace of God. Just receive the grace of God in your heart by faith, by praying, by studying the word of God, and by carrying out the instructions that will come from studying and praying and listening out for the little, little instructions that God will give you. Listening to the very, very little instructions that might not actually make sense that God will give you in your period of waiting, in your period of weakness, because it just seems as if in the last few months, in the last few years, there's just been like this onslaught against believers. People, things are working for those who are not Christians, but for those who are Christians, it's as if we have to wait extra long, work extra hard to get things. God is trying to make something beautiful out of our lives. And God wants us to rely on Him more than ever before. That's another word for grace. Relying on God more than ever before. Are you relying on God more than ever before for your life? Are you relying on God more than ever before regarding raising your children? Are you relying more on God more than ever before regarding that particular situation or negative circumstance in your life right now? It is those who are weak that God gives strength to. It is those who are weak and who go to ask Him for grace that He releases grace to. Hallelujah. Next verse, please. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, verse 31. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So if you are very weak tonight, let the grace of God be released upon you. Ask for the grace of God to be released upon you. In that moment of weakness, don't hide your weaknesses from God. Tell God exactly as it is. Do not hide it from God. You might hide it from men, but God knows about it. Well, some of us will say, oh, well, God knows about it. Why do I need to tell Him? Well, those are God's principles. You will see, have you not noticed when Jesus is about to heal people, Jesus is God, right? Isn't he? Yes, he is. He will go to somebody, a man that is blind, right? Jesus knows that this man is blind. Jesus is God. You know, in the case of the man who was born blind, when the disciples were asking him, what was wrong? Why was this man born blind? Was this his own sin, the sin of his parents? And Jesus said, well, it was that way so that God's glory might be shown in him. So anybody Jesus wanted to heal that was lame, that was sick, that was the man that was by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years, Jesus knew he was there for 38 years. Jesus knows that everything is God. But the Lord will still ask people, even blind Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? For those of you that say, God knows my heart. He should know what I'm going through. I'm not going to see anything. You have to say it. Because your heart might be like, blind Bartimaeus could have told Jesus, I wanted money. he could have said, I wanted a house with servants so that, you know, people will just be helping me all day. I'll just lie down in bed and be enjoying my life. Jesus will still ask them, even the man that was at the pool, and the man was busy telling stories. Well, I've been there for 38 years, and when the pool is doing this and that, you know, I have nobody to put me in. And the Lord was like, what do you want? What do you want? So you have to tell God what you want. You have to ask him to help you in this season. You have to open your mouth and say, because one thing that I've noticed in the period of my life in which I had to wait was that after so much time of waiting for something, number one, you lose your self-confidence with men. And if you are not careful, you might lose your self-confidence with your father, because the enemy will start whispering nonsense into your mind, start telling you that you are not good enough, you are not beautiful enough, you are not enough in yourself. There must be something wrong with you. There must be something wrong with your forefathers. Why is it always yours that's like this and that and that and that? That even now going to God and believing God becomes so difficult because your heart has been weary over a long period of time. We're going to spend the last few minutes, I'm not even going through my notebooks anymore. We're going to spend the last few minutes now praying. Because I'm a very practical person. This is a Bible study, but we're going to pray. We're going to pray, and you are going to ask God for strength in that area of your life. Write the areas of your life in which you are struggling right now. Write them down. One after the other. One after the other. And as we begin to ask God for strength. One of the other things I saw when I was preparing for tonight is that unforgiveness, that demonic spirit of unforgiveness stops us from abiding in the grace of God, stops the grace of God from being multiplied upon our lives. So after tonight's Bible study, if you have the time, read 2 Corinthians. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I think we just start around verse 8 so that we can pray, like I said. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. So this was Paul, right? Paul the apostle, the mighty man of God. He said in 2 Corinthians 12:8, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that he might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So it's when we are weak that God's strength is released upon us. And that's why I said earlier on, if you don't need God's strength, then this Bible study of tonight is not for you, because it's we weak people that are coming together to receive strength from the Lord. The next verse, please. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Is that not a paradox? When I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak is when God's grace is released upon me and I become strong. I don't become strong in my own strength. I don't become strong by what people say about me or what I believe people think about me. I am strong when God's grace comes upon me in my times of weaknesses. Can we begin to pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus? Heavenly Father, I just bring before you tonight everyone struggling. I've sensed throughout today, maybe that's why the Lord just made me to have the experience today where I just struggled with work. And as I was praying, I was like, why am I feeling like this? I think I understand. And the Lord was making me to understand that a lot of us are struggling. A lot of us are dying inside. We don't know what to do anymore. We don't know what to do. We just feel there's this hollowness, this emptiness inside of us. And we don't know how to deal with this. These situations that have been there for a long time. I just want you right now to begin to reach out to the grace of God. If you are by yourself in your house, or you can move away from where people are, I want you to just go down on your knees if you can, or just sit down wherever you are and begin to ask for grace. Lord, I receive your grace right now. I receive the grace of God to pass my exam. I receive the grace of God to pass this exam that I've failed so many times. I receive the grace of God to understand what to do in this season of my life. I receive the grace of God to go through this season of my life. I receive the grace of God to be happy. I receive the grace of God to be healed. I receive the grace of God to be joyful. I receive the grace of God to serve God. I receive the grace of God concerning my job. I receive the grace of God concerning my marriage. I receive the grace of God regarding my children, how to bring them up. I receive the grace of God to teach the Bible to my children. I receive the grace of God to pray for my children. I receive the grace of God to pray for my home. I receive the grace of God to be a good wife. I receive the grace of God to be a good father. I receive the grace of God to be a good husband. I receive the grace of God to be a child of God. I receive the grace of God to understand the ways of God. I receive the grace of God to understand the Bible. I receive the grace of God in this my moment of singleness, of waiting. I receive the grace of God to wait until my husband comes. I receive the grace of God to wait until my wife comes. I receive the grace of God to wait until my babies come. I receive the grace of God to wait until my finances change for the better in the name of Jesus. Let us receive the grace of God right now. Things might not change immediately, my brother and my sister, but you receive grace, you receive strength, and it's as if that problem has evaporated. The problem is still there. But what has made the difference is that God has released his grace upon you. Receive the grace of God to wait until your change comes. Receive the grace of God to wait until your change comes. In the name of Jesus. I cannot pray that prayer for you. You have to pray the prayer for yourself, because I do not know what you are going through. You know what you are going through. Receive the grace of God to understand the word of God. Receive the grace of God to understand the Holy Spirit. Josephine was sharing during the 6 p.m. prayer that there are some children who want to receive the Holy Ghost. And they are saying, why are we not receiving it? I say to you right now, receive the Holy Ghost. It's there in the Bible. How much more will your heavenly Father not give the Holy Ghost to those that ask him? So I'm addressing the children right now. No matter how young you are, if you really want to receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I want you to ask Jesus right now. I want you to ask him and say to him, Heavenly Father, give me this gift of the Holy Spirit. Baptize me with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I want to begin to speak in tongues. When you begin to speak in tongues, when you have the Holy Spirit come upon you, and it's not just for the children, for anybody, it's that simple. Receive that grace. It's the gift of God. It's not for an exclusive club. It is for each and every one of us as his children. Begin to receive the grace of God in whatever area of your life, in whatever capacity, in whatever circumstance or situation that you are going through right now. Cry out to the Lord and ask him to envelope you with his grace. Ask him to envelope you with his grace. Ask him to envelope you with his grace. In the name of Jesus, all the men of God, all the women of God, all the people you see, be mightily used of God. They're no more special than you. They are just people who are being helped by God. They are people who have reached out to God And they have said to God, Lord, help me. I need your grace. I need your mercy. I need your strength. I need you to strengthen me from the inside because I'm so weak right now. In the name of Jesus, for those who do not even know how to pray this prayer, Father, I release the grace to pray. Let your grace be made available for everybody in this season. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, help everybody to understand how to reach out to you, to ask for your grace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you, Father, for the grace of God that brings salvation. It has appeared to all men. All men, mankind, everyone, the grace of God is available to you. The grace of God is available to me. It has been given to us, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, as a gift. So receive the grace of God right now and do not let it go. Do not frustrate the grace of God by putting it aside. Do not frustrate the grace of God through unforgiveness. If there's anyone in your life you've not forgiven, the grace of God will not work for you. Ask the Lord to cleanse you, to purify you. Sin will take away the grace of God. Unbelief will take away the grace of God. Even if you need the grace of God to believe God's word again, ask him tonight. One of the most powerful prayers in the Bible, as I round up tonight, was that man that his child was brought before the disciples and they couldn't heal him. And the Lord came down and was like, what's going on? What? And the Lord was asking him. Jesus was asking somebody that needed his help, do you believe that I can do this? So Jesus is asking somebody tonight. But what did that man say? He said, Lord,
I believe,
but help. Please help
my unbelief.
Mm. That man was asking for grace to believe.
Mm.
He was asking for grace to believe because the son has probably taken the son everywhere under the sun, S-O-N and S-U-N. And nothing has happened. Say, Lord, I believe. But in case I don't believe, I need grace to believe you. I need grace to believe your word. So even if you have to pray that prayer for yourself tonight, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Hebrews chapter 4? What does Hebrews 4:12 say? Is it Hebrews 4:12? Let's see what Hebrews 4:12 says.
Let us therefore come.
Yes.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
Sorry.
Latter end of Hebrews chapter 4.
I didn't put this with the scriptures that I sent earlier on. Hebrews 4:12. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of.
What verse is that?
Is it Hebrews 4:12?
Not 12. It's the latter end of Hebrews chapter 4.
Is it Hebrews 12:15? That was in
Hebrews 4:16.
Thank you, Noah. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. So God's throne is actually a throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So what is your, are you in a time of need right now? Go to the throne of grace. Be bold to go there. Because it is that throne of grace that you are going to get mercy and find the grace to help in your time of need. That is what prayer is. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Let the weak say, I am strong. You can only say that when you have received the grace of God. And I pray tonight,
yes, Lord,
in the name of Jesus, that the grace of God will be released upon you.
Amen.
That each and every one of us, from the youngest of us to the oldest of us, will understand what the grace of God is.
Mm.
We'll begin to walk in that grace. We'll not be ashamed to ask God for help. And when God leads you to people to ask for help, we will not be ashamed to ask people for help.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. We have prayed.
Amen.
I was somebody that was always ashamed to ask people for help. But now I've realized that God has put people in your life to help you. May you never be short of God's help. May the grace of God be released upon your life in this season more than ever before. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your night. And remember, rely completely on the grace of God. It's a gift that your Heavenly Father has given to you. Make use of it. God bless you.